This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ما بعد فهذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الإكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح. This night of Jum'ah, the blessed night, it's a beautiful night, and the night, the sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet and all good deeds. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنه قال. The hadith that I collect Imam Muslim is narrated to us by Ibn Abbas within the theme of understanding Iman. Or we have one more hadith tonight and then Sunday and then that's it. I'll move on to something different. This hadith tonight is connected to Iman in a very specific way. So when you hear the hadith, you understand what I mean. So Ibn Abbas tells us a little bit of something that happens. This is what he says. This is narrating a story. قال لما نزلت هذه الآية وَإِن تُبِدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبَكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. That when the verse in Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed, the one that says, and if you are to expose or show off what it is that you have inside your heart, or if you are to conceal it and keep it hidden, Allah will hold you accountable for it regardless. دَخَلَ قُلُوبَهُمْ مِنْهَا شَيْءٌ لَمْ يَدْخُلْ قُلُوبَهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. A little bit of a weird sentence. What he's saying, alayhi salatu wasalam, is that something from that verse entered their hearts that had never entered their hearts before, in terms of worry, of fear, of sorrow. The Sahaba became very upset when they heard this ayah, because they thought that as long as they didn't say it or do it, that they were off the hook, and that a thought or a bad intention that was not seen through would not be something you'd held accountable for. Of course, this hadith, this ayah has different interpretations. I'm not going to get into that today. But I'm going to show you how they... فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. So be very careful. Say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Say, we have heard, Ya Rabbi, we listened, we heard, and we obey. Meaning, when they heard the ayah, they had some fear, they had some worry, they maybe even had a few objections, and some put their hand up, but why is it like that? And the Prophet ﷺ said, you know, said, no, just say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. That's what you're supposed to do. You say, we heard, we listened, we understood, and we will obey. مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَنْ مَوَاضِعِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا وَاسْمَعْ غَيْرَ مُسْمَعٍ وَرَاعِنَا لَيًّا بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَطَعْنًا فِي الدِّينِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَقْوَمَ وَلَكِنْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So when he talks, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Ahl al-Kitab, and I did a couple of khutbas actually just about this specific concept of years ago, where they said سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. That's what Ahl al-Kitab said. We've heard and we disobey. We don't accept, because it doesn't fit whatever agenda we have or whatever previous understandings we have. The Prophet ﷺ warned them, say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. You hear something, it doesn't agree with you, or you struggle with it, you just say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, when you hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَالُوا, that was what he said, قَالَ فَأَلْقَ, is what Ibn Abbas says, قَالَ فَأَلْقَ اللَّهُ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. That's what Ibn Abbas comments on what happened. قَالَ فَأَلْقَ اللَّهُ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed Iman within the hearts of the Sahaba. And they said it. They said, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, and they calmed down. This here is another example. At a moment where you struggle, where things are unclear, where you are scared, where you are in doubt, Iman is supposed to kick in. That's when Iman is supposed to kick in. It's supposed to be activated and then save you. And then get you to say the right thing. Get you to think the right thing. Get you to behave in the right way. That's what Iman is for. Iman is supposed to be something that you've internalized and is sitting in there. Once you are presented with the opportunity or with a dilemma that could potentially bring out something negative, Iman kicks in and it gets you to do the right thing. That's why the Prophet ﷺ would talk about al-sabru عند الصدمة الأولى. He would talk about true perseverance is what happens when you're facing the dilemma first time. When you're facing the musibah right at the first minute. Why? Because at that minute, that musibah has the potential to pull out a lot of garbage from the inside. But if your iman is true, if you've internalized these concepts and they actually are going to mirror into behavior, and you've learned this and you practice it, then it'll kick in at that right moment, and the right thing will come out. And you will say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Or you will say, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. Or you will say, تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Or you will say, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Or you will say, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Or إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. You'll say something, and you'll think something that's appropriate because Iman will kick in at the right moment. So the Ibn Abbas, even though at the time he was a child, he was able to see it. He almost saw it. And he described it as such. It's very interesting because Ibn Abbas is talking about something he saw when he was maybe 10 years old. That's how old he was when this ayah was revealed. فَأَلْقَ اللَّهُ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. It's like I saw Iman enter their hearts and then kick in, and they said something. They said the right thing.
فَلَثُمَّ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا لَهَا مَكْتَسَبَتُ عَلَيْهَا مَكْتَسَبَتْ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ عَلَيْهَا مَكْتَسَبَتْ رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. Every time you would come to one of the verses that have a dua, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not hold you or will not burden you with more than you can carry. You will be given what you're deserved, and you will pay your dues. And then he gives you a dua to say, oh my Lord, do not hold me accountable when I forget or make a mistake. And then the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would pause. He would say, يقول الله قد فعلت. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, I will. Meaning I accept your dua. I will not hold you accountable for what you forget or what you miss. ربنا لا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبل. Oh our Lord, do not carry upon us a burden similar to the one that you carried upon the nations before us. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول قد فعلت. When you make that dua, your Lord says, yes, I will. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا. And he will say, سبحانه وتعالى قد فعلت. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is basically commenting on these verses as he is reciting them to the Sahaba. Every time he recites the verse, he says, يقول الله قد فعلت. I accept your dua and I will grant you that which you're asking for. I will not hold you accountable for that which you make mistake of or you forget. I will not overburden you with that which you can't carry. And I will forgive you. And I will pardon you. And I will grant you my compassion. And this is what happens when Iman kicks in at the right moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the ease. He'll grant you the ability to deal with it. Doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to go through the difficulty that's coming your way. He'll grant you the ease that will allow you to get through. He didn't change the hukum. He didn't abrogate the verse. He just added verses that made dealing with it much easier. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't take back what he said. No, he kept it. But he just added ayah to make it easier for you to deal with. He won't overburden you. He will not ask you to do more than you can. He will forgive. He will look away. So it's easier now to deal with this ayah. Why? But they had to say sami'na wa ata'na. وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا. Right in the same verses, غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. You go back and now if you read these ayat, by the way, you understand the story a little bit better because the verses actually kind of almost narrate the story itself. But the reason I tell you this story is just because of those words Ibn Abbas. It's like I can almost imagine him, radiallahu anhu, watching the Sahaba and seeing Iman kick in. Seeing them activate their iman and say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Even though the verse, when you first listen to it, if you were led to believe something different, is very difficult to deal with. I'm going to be held accountable for everything? That's impossible. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Almost said it, didn't say it. He reminded them, عليه الصلاة والسلام, and then iman just kicked in. Yeah. No. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Whatever you want. Whatever you say. Whatever you decide, Ya Rab. Whatever you decree. No problem. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. I don't have to like it. I don't have to agree with it. It doesn't have to suit me. It doesn't have to be catered exactly for my... سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easier for them to accept. And I think that's something that we should remember. Iman has a purpose within us that it should serve. And I think we should think about that. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنه قال لَمَّا نَزِلَتْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبَكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ دخل قلوب الصحابة منها شيء لم يدخل قلوبهم من شيء. فقال لهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قولوا سمعنا وأطعنا. فألقى الله الإيمان في قلوبهم فقالوا. ثم أنزل الله تعالى ربنا لا تحمل علينا إصرا قال قد فعلت. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به قال قد فعلت.
صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعليه وصحبه أجمعين. إن شاء الله see you tomorrow. صلاة الجمعة is at 2:30 بإذن الله تعالى. We have a Q&A session right after. بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.